Okay, thank you so much for holding.
Uh-huh.
It looks like its front wheel is what's standard, but it's possible that it might be all-wheel drive. So I'm going to go ahead and set it up as a flatbed as if it is all-wheel drive just in case.
Okay.
Okay, and will the vehicle shift out of park? Does it go into neutral?
Yes. It'll go all the way back in the drive.
Okay, thank you. And is this service a result of an accident?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And just to verify, you will be the person with the vehicle when the provider arrives, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And a good phone number for you is the 615-438-8324.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Something I would like to go ahead and let you know is that due to the circumstances right now with COVID-19, some of our service providers are not allowing the customers to ride in the tow trucks with them at this time.
That's understandable. I called my boyfriend. He's on his way as well. I mean, 'cause I'm out here in the dark in no man's land. If the tow truck get here first, and you probably gonna say it's to their discretion, I was gonna ask, can they, of course, stay until he get here?
Yes, ma'am, you're right. That would be, if the tow truck is willing to, I'm sure that they might, but they're not obligated to.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm alone. I'm by myself. It's dark. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, I'm hoping they would oblige me and stay and not leave me standing stranded on the side of the road. So, okay.
So I do see some coordinates here for your location, but it wasn't showing a city or a state or anything like that. But I do see that when I put them into the regular search engine, it's saying that it's Athens, Alabama. Are you in Athens?
Well, I was headed that direction. I did put Alabama on it. I'm not sure if it's stuck, as far as what I was putting. But yes, where I am is like a couple of miles ahead of me is Athens, exit 351. So pretty much yes to answer your question. Yes.
Okay, so you're on Interstate 65.
Yes, 65 North. Yes, ma'am.
And you said that you're just a couple of miles before the exit 351.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Just one moment for me. And I do see here that you wanted the vehicle to go to the home address on file. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So it does show that your benefit covers you for up to 15 miles, but we had calculated that this is a 190-mile tow. So you are above your benefit by 175 miles. For the overage, you would be responsible for paying the service provider directly upon arrival. And as far as the cost, I will have to get you a quote from a service provider, but it is usually about $5 or $10 per mile.
Oh, Lord. Oh, and I ain't got that kind of money. Oh, great. So I'd be looking at, what, about $300, $400?
Just one moment. No, ma'am. If it was $5, it would be $8.75. Again, sometimes it is less than that. Sometimes it is up to about $10 per mile. Again, I would have to get you a quote from a service provider because that does vary. But if it was $5, it would be $875.
Oh, Lord, no. Ooh, I definitely ain't got that. Oh, Jesus. Wow. Yeah. Whew, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, God. And with just 15 miles, I don't even know what. Oh, great. This is just great. I don't know what to do now. Cause, yeah. I'm stuck for words right now. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. Because I ain't got that kind of money.
It's okay, ma'am. I definitely understand. Do you want me to go ahead and get you the quote just so you can see exactly how much it would be? Or would you prefer to give us a call back with a new drop-off location, maybe?
Oh, God. Wow. Can we do both? Can you give me a quote and me try to find a drop-off location?
Oh, yes, ma'am. When I give you a call back, I wouldn't have dispatched the call. I would just have the quote for you, and you would let me know if you wanted me to go ahead and dispatch it or not.
Okay.
Yes, and we'll get to work on that for you. If you were to happen to choose to proceed, what payment options would you have available to you at this time?
Like I said, nothing, honestly, because, I mean, I don't have it. I ain't even got $100 on me. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, I don't know what to do.
So the only reason that I asked that is because our system's set up for where we have to put that in, and it shows us providers that accept that form of payment.
Oh. I guess debit card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So that is all the information that I need. So I'm going to go ahead and release the line for now so I can get in touch with the provider for you and get you that quote. And again, once I have that, I'll give you a call back with all that information to see if you'd like to approve.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I'll speak back with you shortly.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.